Thanks for choosing beauty as the word that you'll take into contemplation. It's a beautiful choice. Humans are drawn to beauty. Beauty animates and brings life to art, to music, architecture, fashion, even our everyday rituals. Celebrating beauty brings us together. It fosters a shared sense of meaning, even transcendence. Beauty points beyond itself to the mysteries of creation, the mysteries of existence. For eons, philosophers have explored whether beauty is objective or subjective, and how aesthetic experiences relate to human fulfillment, to understanding. For the philosopher Plato, beauty was a bridge to the divine. The symposium is ripe with mentions of beauty, really explores beauty as a concept. He describes how love of physical beauty can elevate the soul towards love of pure beauty itself, a kind of spiritual ascent. The centuries that followed Plato saw spiritual and religious contemplatives regard the deepest beauty as a reflection of God's order, harmony, God's love. It's been said that beauty will save the world. I'm quite attracted to that statement. Beauty will save the world. Could go back to the symposium. I'm going to read a beautiful quote. It's hard not to say the word beautiful when you're talking about beauty. Quote, beauty, absolute, separate, simple, and everlasting. So lovely. Beauty, absolute, separate, simple, and everlasting. If beauty is separate, might it be so that it can be experienced? So that it might be a homecoming of sorts? And if beauty is separate, where might you allow it in? Where might you find union with it physically or energetically, imaginatively? Might you hold it in your hands? Might you soak beauty in through your eyes? Might beauty enter the space of your heart? Might you breathe it in or set it on your lap? Or might you want to stand amongst it or within it, surrounded by it, immersed in it? So I invite you to gently breathe with this experience with beauty. We might take a long, slow, deep breath, perhaps a smile. The notion of a beautiful deep breath, not so difficult to tap into. I invite you to settle into the gentle rhythm of the breath and create some spaciousness in the mind. Might momentarily become aware of what's happening in the body, what's happening in the room, moving into presence. And I invite you to contemplate this question. What experience of beauty has most deeply moved me? What experience of beauty has most deeply moved me? Allowing for softness around this question, openness, just observing the thoughts, images, words. We take that a bit further and contemplate why it moved you. Why did this experience of beauty move you deeply? Just taking this question into gentle contemplation. Why did this experience move you? And from here, you might move right into the question, how did it move you? In what way were you moved? What image comes to mind in association with beauty? For a minute or so, sit with this image, with this representation of beauty, as sustenance for your open mind, for your luminous mind. We'll end this sitting with a bit of gratitude. Gratitude for every glimpse of goodness, every touch of truth, every breath of beauty that has offered clearer eyes and a fuller heart. Thanks for your time in contemplation, and the world thanks you.